Even aside from the almost daily thunderstorms and mortar shell explosions that seemed a little closer than usual, the OT was particularly noisy. Joss was in the middle of a nasty bowel resection. The trooper on the table had apparently eaten a large meal a few hours before he had been hit by a chain gun round that had perforated the small intestine. When the public address system came on, an excited voice going too fast said,
"Attention personnel, Republic Medical Surgical Unit 7 will be relocated, commencing at 1800 hours. This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill."
Joss said, "Put a stat on that, please." Tulk hurriedly glued the incision closed, almost dropping the patch in her haste. "Relax, Tulk. You have an appointment you're late for? You heard that announcement. In 15 minutes, you're going to be standing in the middle of an empty swamp in the rain with war machines trying to zap your inattentive butt if you don't close this up stat. You think?" "Blast," Joss said. "What was that?" VD stuck his head into the room and said, "We just took a direct hit on the shield from a particle weapon. Main generator's out. We're on backup power. We don't know where they came from, but there's a battle droid force more than 800 strong, less than 10,000 meters from here, coming across the Jackhack Slough at a goodly speed. This mobile unit is about to live up to its name." "Glue this one shut and start a stabilization packet," Joss said to Tulk. "Soon as you're done, get your stuff packed. Where's our staging station?" "Southeast quadrant by the backup shield generator." "Got it." He raised his voice. "All right, people. You heard the colonel. Time to close up shop and move it." Joss backed out of the sterile field, stripped off his gloves, and hurried to his own cubicle and started to pack his essential gear. You were supposed to have a grab-and-go bag ready at all times. But after several months in the same spot, Joss had begun using the clean laundry and supplies in his travel bag, and as a result, the kit was mostly empty. The droids would load everything else in the cubicle, and far more efficiently than he could ever hope to do. Even if everything played out perfectly, though, there still wasn't any way under the merciless sun that the Rimsu was going to be ready to leave by 1800. Not unless the droids were all magicians. Zan had gotten there ahead of him and was stuffing his socks into his Katara case around the instrument. "You can't take that on the transport," Joss pointed out as he packed. "It'll have to go on the freight carrier." "I know. Why do you think I'm padding it with my socks?"
"Attention all personnel. The transport will be ready."
What? The energy shield backup generator just overloaded. "It's down," Zan said. "Next direct hit's going to fry anybody outside protective shelter like a mulch fritter." Den Dur had been through hurried evacuations a couple of times before, so this one didn't worry him over much. Not until the shield went down. Then he started to get a little nervous. Den hurried toward his assigned evacuation spot, using what available cover there was along the way. Everywhere, transport droids, ASPs, and load lifters performed their tasks, breaking down shelters, packing crates, working fast and efficiently. It wasn't going too badly, Den thought. This place should be loaded out in 20 or 30 minutes and on its way to a more secure location. He saw part of the surgical crew in the rapidly darkening camp as they scrambled to get to their pickup points. Joss, Zan, Tulk, and a couple of the techs hurried through the gathering darkness toward a surgical evac shuttle that hovered a few feet above the ground. I-5 was with them. Personnel transports floated into view, repulsor turbines thrumming and burbling, and worker droids began herding people onto them. Good. Good. Den hurried toward them. The evac point for Joss, Tulk, and several others was just ahead, and Joss saw there was a vessel waiting for them. Through the smoke and the gathering gloom, he could just make out Zan, Tulk, I-5, and one or two other medtechs hurrying along with them. They reached the evac vessel's boarding ramp and hustled into the vehicle. A few people were already on board, including Barriss Ophi. Joss blew out a soft and quiet sigh. Safe. Joss glanced through the viewport, but there was nothing to see save an occasional flicker of what might be either heat lightning or separatist weaponry. Other than that, The Drongaran Knight was as black as an assassin's heart. A burst of sickly greenish light from above leaked through the viewports. It didn't fade, and after a moment, Joss realized that the Separatists had fired one or more hover flares. "I hope they're not getting our range," Zan said. He glanced through the still-open cargo bay entrance and suddenly froze, his face registering stark horror in the putrid light. "No!" he screamed and leapt for the open ramp.